Now Branham backs into the paint. Hook pass right quarter, right wing, now to the point. Now over to Branham. He'll split the D, kick it far right quarter. Wide open shot for a three is good. Peyton Felton, great ball movement. Great ball movement. Last two possessions by both teams. Here's a ball up front, knocked away and stolen. Up ahead, here's another two-handed dunk. Titus Moore off the turnover. 39-25. Jared Kraft, Moore inside. Aiden Judd gets pushed from behind. That'll be a foul. Bo Watts for Rogersville. I believe that's just their fourth team foul. Third team foul. Inbound from underneath for West Plains. Down by 14. Inbound play. Kraft had it. Knocked away and stolen. At midcourt. Beat it across. Branham with another dunk. Well, that's five for Rogersville. Timeout. 1:17 to go in the first half. And turnovers have blown us up. Down by 16, 41-25. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Need CPAP or BiPAP supplies? Skip the wait at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Reorder easily from home using our Patient Hub app or website portal and get your supplies shipped straight to your door. For a faster, hassle-free experience, call ahead at 800-874-8504 or order online today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, 1703 West 8th Street in West Plains. Our community, our commitment, our care.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
You knew it was going to be hard coming into this place tonight. And West Plains hasn't played poorly, but boy, they have not taken near well enough care of the basketball. And they have the ball right now with 1:08 to go in the first half, down 41-25. Josiah Long left baseline, fadeaway from 12 off the lip of the rim. And it comes off to Branham up the left, right sideline. Back out front, Branham will hold it. John Schaefer is the head coach of the Wildcats. He is a darn good one, too. He had some very good teams at Hillcrest. Very good teams here, and more good teams to come. They're holding for the last shot, it might appear. 30 seconds to go, 41-25. Zizzers will try to trap a little bit, but back off. Lob over the top, right side, in the right corner. Low block, Titus Moore cutting Branham, turns, shoots off the board, no good, tipped over, tipped out, picked up by Cobb, and now stolen, wraparound shot up and good, right before the horn by Chase Branham. What a play that was. West Plains finishes the half with their 14th turnover and trail at the half by 18, 43-25. Back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Across the country, drivers are reaping the rewards of safer driving with State Farm. That's because they're using the Drive Safe and Save app from State Farm and getting 10% just by signing up, plus up to an additional 30% down the road for safe driving. How about you? Are you ready to drive safe and save? Call me, Justin Shelby, State Farm, in West Plains and in Houston to learn more today.
Feller Construction is a family-owned and operated company serving the Southern Missouri area. They provide various construction services from the smallest remodel to custom-built homes, all at a competitive price. Feller Construction of West Plains would be honored to be your builders for all your building needs. Contact Feller Construction at 417-257-7275 to schedule your project today.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
You never know when we may have a big ice storm. In the Ozarks, it could happen any time during the winter months. Butler Heating and Air can install a whole house Generac generator to ease your mind and keep your house cozy warm just in case it happens. Give them a call today for a free estimate for a reliable Generac generator.
BHA, Butler Heating and Air. Call 256-7984.
Building lasting relationships, one customer at a time.
If you're wanting to add power to your farm, now is the time. With Kubota and Edgler & Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains. Get the Kubota MX6000 with 60 horsepower now for only $38,000 with zero down, 4.9 APR for 84 months with approved credit now through 2/28/26. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer. Edgler & Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains.
Planning a private party, Par 4 and More Restaurant and Family Fun Center, a country club for all, is the place. Reserve a private room with a private server. Get four pizzas and drinks for one low price. Play indoor golf and get an armband for the arcade. Check their brand new salad bar out. That's full of goodies. Par 4 and More Restaurant and Family Center, 2 miles past Walmart on the left in West Plains.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
We're halfway through this game as the West Plains Scissors visit the number 3 team in Missouri, the Logan Rogersville Wildcats, in the first half. It started okay for West Plains. We scored the first bucket, had a couple of early leads, but after one, it was 19-12, and you could kind of things start to slide a little bit Rogersville's direction overall, and they picked it up in the second quarter. Here at the half, they're up 43-25. They increased the pressure. They picked up a whole bunch of turnovers. West Plains turned the ball over 14 times in the first half. That's the main reason you got such a gap here. Otherwise, if you had cleaned that up and held it down to 4 or 5, you'd be a lot closer, you would imagine. But not the way it is. Rogersville outscored West Plains in the second quarter, 24-13, to extend this lead. Scoring in the first half, West Plains-wise, Aiden Judd leads with 8 points. Ethan Miller had 6. Gavin Kinslow had 5. And Josiah Long had 4. The Rogersville Wildcats, led by the kid that very well may be Mr. Basketball in the state of Missouri this year, Chase Branham with 19 points. The junior also threw down 4 dunks in the first half. Titus Moore had 8 points, 5 for Marcus Moore, 6 for Sutton Shook, 5 for Peyton Felton, and 2 for Jack Sutherland. West Plains had 14 first half turnovers. Rogersville had 2. Halftime, 43-25. Next game for West Plains, Friday night at home against Rolla. That'll be court warming. Tomorrow night, the Grizzlies will play at Park Hills. That'll be here on KDY at 7. Then we'll have the Zizzers Rolla game Friday night at home. And then 2 more West Plains games. Saturday, the Grizzlies will host 3 Rivers at 4 o'clock. And then Sunday, a makeup game with SEMO Prep. That also will start at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Last three-minute break. Second half is coming up next from Rogersville on KDY.
This is Damon at TLG Peterbilt, Willow Springs. We supply parts for all makes of trucks and trailers to get you back on the road quickly as possible. If we don't have it, we'll get it. Find us on Highway 60 in Willow Springs or online at tlgtrucks.com for fast, friendly service to get you back on the road in no time. TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time.
Basketball season is here, and just like the Zizzers bring power to the court, Cape Electrical Supply brings power to your projects. Whether you're a contractor, business, or do-it-yourselfer, get the electrical supplies you need to make a slam dunk, from wiring and lighting to tools and expert advice. In West Plains and online, call 417-256-5175. Your trusted teammate, Cape Electrical Supply, powering our community one connection at a time.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH podiatry as well as OZH orthopedic and spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
If you're a pro or even a do-it-yourselfer, Wind Supply of West Plains is your store. Wind Supply of West Plains is your supply store for A.O. Smith water heaters, Delta faucets, Milwaukee tools, Klein tools, and all the accessories you need to do your plumbing yourself. Find them in West Plains at 1015 Preacher Row Boulevard and online at windsupplyofwestplains.com. Wind Supply of West Plains is for pros like you.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
The second half of this basketball game between the Logan Rogersville Wildcats, who lead the West Plains Zizzers by a score of 43-25. As we start the second half, West Plains will come out, I believe, with the same five stars of the ball game, and that is the case. And if West Plains is going to have any kind of a chance, they've got to start off the half by making shots. And they need to make a few. Get back into the ball game, and that's the problem. Can you expect to get multiple stops in a row against this Rogersville team? That is going to be real hard. And the Cats have the ball to start the second half. Their starting five will start this half. Wildcats to the right corner. Branham lobs it to the low block. Titus Moore with it. Leans in, turns, goes up, lays it up and good as he just backed right over Aiden Judd there. Seth Huddleston had questions about that. 45-25. Cobb will get the ball now to Kraft. At the point, Judd left side. Ethan Miller in the corner. Jacob Moore double team. Wraparound pass, great pass, pump fake, up, blocked by Moore, and now here come the Cats on the break. To the right point, Moore, all the way through, all the way in, lays it up and good. Boy, kid can move to be as big. He's 6'5", but he probably goes about 230. Quick. Cobb in the corner. Lob over the top, Miller. Kraft. Lob to the high post. Jacob Moore with it. He'll back it up now. We played a minute and 20 seconds of the second half. West Plains down by 22. 47-25. Jared Kraft holding on to the ball, dribbles over, double teamed, out to Jacob Moore. He'll dribble and penetrate in, backdoor bounce pass. Judd not open, but he gets it. Fade away from 10 feet as an air ball, taken by Marcus Moore for Rogersville. Cutting backdoor, Branham all the way in, and he kicks it to the far corner. A three ball is launched and no good. Branham had a tomahawk dunk, but it decided to pass it to the far corner. He may be wore out from dunking tonight. He's already had four of them. 47-25. Jared Kraft on the right wing. They double-team him. Now pass it over to Miller. Back over to Kraft on the right sideline. Jared has been a scoring machine this year, but not tonight. He has 2 points. Jacob Moore across, Judd, dribbles to the baseline, skip pass over, now Cobb wide open in the corner, a three is launched off the back iron, rebound, here's Aiden Judd, and he got tripped and a foul on the Wildcats. Interesting to see if they give him two shots here. Nope. Chase Branham with the foul, and that'll be his first. One of the few things he's done wrong tonight. Kraft on the inbound out to Caleb Cobb on the right side of the floor. Picks up the dribble, bounces it across to Ethan Miller. Jacob Moore goes baseline, puts up a bad off-balance shot and shoots an air ball. Back come Chase Branham with it. Wildcats will reset their offense with Jack Sutherland at the point. He comes in, alley-oop, Branham, too high, out of bounds, turnover on the Cats. That was wide open, but the pass was too high. West Plains basketball in the backcourt. One of the few turnovers that Rogersville has committed tonight. Only have three. Caleb Cobb. At the point for West Plains, looking for a bucket here, and they are hard to come by against this defense. Here's another steal. All the way to the hole. Left-hand driving layup. Good. Foul on the play. Basket count. The bucket by Jack Sutherland is his second of the ball game. The foul is going to be on Caleb Cobb. It'll be his first foul. So Sutherland for a three-point play, and it's good. Oh, yeah. 50-25. Rogersville on defense. Baseline pull-up 13-footer by Kraft. No good. Rebound is tipped over, picked up by the Cats. Up the right side in the right corner. Branham goes baseline. Hook pass back out. Titus Moore, Marcus Moore with it. Sutherland over. Branham, three ball, no good. And the rebound is taken down by West Plains. Jared Kraft with the board. Josiah Long up front now. To the right corner. Three ball by Jacob is short. And taken back by Rogersville. Up the right side of the floor, spinning to the middle. Coast to coast. Layup is good. What a good move by Titus Moore. The big kid showed some moves there. 52-25. We are perilously close to turbo time here. 3:35 and counting in the third. Turbo clock only effective in the quarter, and now we get a holding foul and a bounce pass inside. Aiden Judd got good position, caught the pass, but got bumped from behind by big Marcus Moore, and that'll be his third. Wildcats will sub out here. Here's the inbound play. In the right corner. Josiah, open three, is no good. Tipped over. Jacob Moore with a putback up and in. Jacob's first basket of the ball game. 52-27. Branham on the right to the point. Marcus Moore all the way down the key. Plays it up strong. Put it up and in. There it, do you want to get in front of that? I don't see anyone raising their hand. Marcus Moore makes it 54-27. West Plains back in the lane. Josiah bounce pass cross stolen. Wide open three by Titus Moore is no good as he just brought the ball down and launched it. Now 2:36 go up ahead. Moore underneath, double team, and a foul is going to be called on one of the Moore brothers. Titus Moore with the personal. That'll be his third. Gavin Kinslow checks in for West Plains. Inbound underneath, good pass, catch, shot, no good by Jacob from up close. And now Brandon the other way in the corner. A three is in the air and good. Peyton Felton with the three. And it's a 30-point game now. Kraft backs in, lobs it across. Moore with it. To the right baseline. Jacob gets, or Ethan Miller, that is. Goes up with a shot. Got it blocked, but he got fouled. He'll shoot two. But 2:06 to go in the quarter. Cooper Richards with the foul that time for the Wildcats. Free throw number one is good for Ethan Miller. And we get another whistle and another sub coming in. It'll be Kate Sturdivant back in the ball game. Next try is good. Ethan Miller makes a pair. 57-29. 2 minutes to go in quarter three from Rogersville. Left baseline. Left drive, and now back out front. Marcus Moore takes it in. Big crow hop, lays it up and good. The Moore brothers have been taught very well how to use their size. 59-29, minute and a half to go. Bounce pass in, bad pass stolen, lob pass up ahead. And a driving layup by Felton is good. Miller out front for West Plains, drives in, and he gets hung up, but gets fouled. And that'll be the 15th foul on Rogersville, so that'll put West Plains on the line. Peyton Felton with a foul. Ethan Miller will go to the line. He just made two out of two. First attempt is up and good. Ethan Miller now with 9 points tonight. Make it 10. Next one goes in, and he leads the scoring now for West Plains this evening. Minute 8, third quarter, 61-31. Cats with a basketball on the sideline. Peyton Richards outside to the point. The big kid, Moore, inside, cutting, dish off inside, right-hand layup, up and in. Kate Sutter, Sturdivant. And now another steal on the inbound play. And now Rogersville with 44 seconds to go. Up by 32, they'll move it out front. Baseline move, back to the left corner. Felton back to the left point. Rogersville is showing signs of going for the last shot here. 23 seconds. And in a tight ball game, you need to know how to do this stuff. So that's why you're saying, well, why are they going for one? They're up by 32. Well, there's always something to learn and do better. Richards inside, and here's a shot blocked by Gavin Kinslow and tipped out of bounds by West Plains with 2.5 seconds to go in the quarter. Gavin with a terrific play. Nice shot block on the three attempt. And now with 2.5 seconds to go in the quarter, what will Rogersville do? Throw it in from the sideline. 2.5 seconds. Lob pass. Back door at the point. Here's a three in the air and no good. And that's the end of the quarter. Zach Watts was wide open but couldn't get it to go. So after three, we're into the turbo clock. The score, Wildcats 63 and the Zizzers 31. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
Shrimp Runner Seafood in West Plains, right across from the Civic Center at 109 St. Louis Street. Call ahead or just stop in and pick up fresh Gulf crawfish, fish, and shrimp shipped in every week. And to make things even better, you've got to check out Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. They're serving up boiled shrimp, crawfish, and crab legs. And wow, it is spectacular. And it's all right here in West Plains. Shrimp Runner Seafood and Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. Check them out.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. It's where folks come back again time after time. With a big city selection and a small town atmosphere. It's where a handshake still means something. Where you always get the best price. And get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
The turbo clock is in effect as we start the fourth period here at Rogersville. 63-31 is the score. It is 8 o'clock. It's in effect as we start the fourth period here at Rogersville. 63-31 is the score. It is 8 o'clock, by the way. This is KKDY West Plains as we start quarter number four. West Plains outscored in the third, 20-6, and one field goal. Down the lane, here's Miller driving. Got it blocked by Cooper Richards. Now back down the floor. Pass to the far left corner. Open shot for a three by Felton as an air ball to put back up and good. Richards. Here's Kraft driving back to the corner, back to Jared in the right corner. Three ball is good. Jared Kraft, second field goal in his first three of the ball game. 65-34. At the right point now. Felton over to Zach Watts. He looks left, bounces to the left, nearly threw it away to the left point. Pull-up shot, Sutherland. Free throw line way off. Rebound, Aiden Judd. 65-34, bucket would turn off the turbo. Caleb Cobb with it. In the left corner to Moore. Bounce pass, low block, knocked away. Loose ball picked up by Aiden Judd in the corner. And now he passes to Jacob, who gets fouled from behind by Peyton Felton, going for a steal there. The key stat in the ball game, and it's not even debatable, Rogersville has thrown the ball away three times. West Plains, 18. Baseline, pull up, Caleb Cobb lobs it, and it's caught by Aiden Judd. I thought it was a shot, but it may have been a pass. But a foul is called all the same against the Wildcats. Felton picks up his third foul for Logan Rogersville. Inbound play in the corner. Miller with it. Right side Cobb in the corner. Kraft pull up 17-footer. No good, but a foul on the play. For 5:39 to go and counting. In the act of shooting, Kate Sturdivant gets his first foul. Jared Kraft at the line. First one good. 65-35 and good. Turbo clock is off with 5:11 to go, but clock still running. In the front court, Jack Sutherland kicks it to the right wing. They get an open look off the back iron. No good. Ball tipped long out of bounds. I think West Plains touched it last, and they did. Ethan Miller got a hand on it. So it'll be Rogersville basketball. In the corner. Inbound play out front. Now on the left wing. Long three is no good. Rebound Ethan Miller for West Plains. 4:48 to play. Aiden Judd, right corner, Caleb Cobb. Right corner, Jacob Moore, wrap around underneath. Good pass, Judd. Blocked from behind and a late whistle that time. They're going to tag Richards, Cooper Richards, with a foul. Not saying he didn't, but it was close enough that that delayed whistle made it look a little worse. So a break for the Zizzers, Aiden Judd at the line, but the first drive, no good. Bronson Dunbar checks in for West Plains. Gavin Kinslow checks in. 4:37 to go, 65-36. Next try, good. Aiden gets one out of two, has 9 points tonight. 65-37. Rogersville goes back to their man-to-man offense. Double screen on the left for Watts in the left corner. Felton dribbles out now out front. This is a really well-coached team. In the left corner, Sutherland curls over the top, gets in the paint, gets blocked, and a foul call with 4:12 to play. Caleb Cobb with his second foul with 4:12 left. And Wildcat ball. Bounce in the corner. They'll pick up. Wrap around pass, low block out front now. On the left wing, Felton, now they'll hand off and reset things. There's no rush to do anything. Jack Sutherland with it to the point. Watts drives, kicks it far left corner. Peyton Richards with Cooper Richards. Went to the vault on that one, didn't I? Peyton's coaching these days. Free throw, the shot is no good. Rebound, West plays back the other end. Here's Kraft, and he penetrates and lays it up and in. 65-39, 3.5 minutes for play. Out front, Felton. Down the key, they weave out front. Now in the lane, a fall away from 10 feet, no good. Rebounded by Gavin Kinslow. And now ball nearly stolen in the corner. Now Cobb double team. Far side pass. Up fake by Judd. Fakes another guy up. Shoots a two. No good. Bronson Dunbar gets a rebound. Wildcats try to double team. Now Kraft down the left side. Pull up 13-foot jumper. Spins off the rim. Kinslow gets the rebound and he's tied up on the play. So the alternating rule goes back to the Wildcats. Hudson Patillo checking in for West Plains. It'll be Rogersville basketball as they bring it up. 2:47 to go. Front court, left point. Matajack in the ball game for West Plains as well. Out front with it, Peyton Felton. Good cut to the basket. Passes, layup is up and in. Zach Watts, good cut, good pass. 67-39, 2:15 to go. Cobb up front, left side to Dunbar. He penetrates, puts up a runner, no good, but he got fouled on the shot. 2:09 to go, 67-39. So Bronson Dunbar at the line to shoot two. First try with the right hand is no good. Bronson Dunbar will get one more. And it's no good. Ball tipped and out of bounds. Off. That's going to be off Rogersville. So it stays with the Zizzers, 2:07 left. What will the final be in this game? On the back door, inbound. Here's Kinslow, forces up a shot. Good pass on the inbound. He got fouled. He'll shoot two. One thing about Gavin, he is a competitor. He goes same speed all the time. Free throw number one is good. Gavin will get one more, and it's good. Sixty-seven, 2 minutes to play. Bo Watts out front, left wing. Richards got a three look. That's no good. Rebound to Watts, and what the Cats will shoot again from the right side. This time, three ball is good. Seventy to 41, 1:35 left. Cobb will line up and shoot a three from the point. That's way off the mark, out of bounds. Back to the Cats with 1:28 to go. Coach Schaefer will finish emptying the bench here. 70-41. Minute 28 left. They'll probably run some offense. These kids have been dying to get in the game, so they want to score too. Let's see what they do here. At the left point. Back down to the left corner. Good pressure on the ball now at the left point. Top of the circle. Rogersville will pull it back a little bit. Pass underneath. Good pass. Pass shot high off the board and good. Hayden Holstein. Just off the bench. 72-41. 50 seconds to play. Right corner, dumped down inside. Patillo up off the board. Good. Hudson Patillo, his first basket of the ball game. 72-43. 40 seconds to go. They may end up holding it this time, though, as we get under the 30-second mark as of right now. Richards holds it out front. Pressuring a little bit. He'll dribble, break the pressure, drives in, kicks it far side, cross court, thrown out of bounds. 17 seconds left. We'll take a minute break, have a quick wrap-up when this one's done. Tomorrow night from Park Hills, where the Grizzlies will play the Cardinals from Mineral Area. Cobb with it. They may just hold it and call it good. That's what they're going to do. Zizzers are not going to run any more offense. We are done, and the final score is going to be Rogersville 72, West Plains 43. And we're back in a minute to wrap up on KDY.
This is Curtis at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Listen up. Chick Days is going on now at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Due to increasing demand, quantities will be limited. So pre-order now on first-come, first-served basis. More and more people are raising their own chickens for guaranteed savings. A freezer full of fresh chicken and continuous harvest of fresh eggs. So order now. Plus, we have all your poultry products, feed, waterers, feeders, and much more. Come on in today and see us for Chick Days.
It's rock chip season. Okay, let's be honest. With the roads around here, it's always rock chip season. When you get a rock chip, go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix your rock chip and keep it from spreading and making your windshield look more like a road map. If you need a whole new windshield put in because you waited too long, he does those too. SMP Quality Auto Glass, next to DQ and West Plains. Show us your crack.
Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
Zizzers got off to a decent start tonight, but they couldn't maintain it. Couldn't maintain it against the pressure from Rogersville as Cats win it by a final of 72-43. Leading scorer for West Plains, only guy in double figures tonight, Ethan Miller with 10 points. It was tough to score tonight. Jared Kraft had 9 and 9 for Aiden Judd. 7-point night for Gavin Kinslow. 2 for Jacob Moore. 2 for Hudson Patillo. Mr. Josiah there, he had 4 points tonight. Josiah Long had 4. Leading the way for Rogersville with 19, their all-stater Chase Branham. Also in double figures with 12 and 11, respectively, Titus and Marcus Moore. But the pressure was the difference. West Plains turned the ball over 18 times. Rogersville, 3. And that tells the story. Finally, in 72-43. Next up, tomorrow night, the Grizzlies at Park Hills. And next up for West Plains, it'll be a home game court warming against Rolla on Friday. Till then, thanks to Brian in the studio. Harlan Hutchison saying goodnight from Rogersville, Missouri.
West Plains Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY is brought to you by Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, TLG Peterbilt, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, West Plains, Goebbels Collision Repair, Miller Satellite and Home Store, Iron Brand Realty, Par 4 and More, Wilbanks Tire, Habitat for Humanity Restore, MSU West Plains, Car-Mart of West Plains, Butler Heating and Air, Hawkins Home and Lawn, Ozark Independent Living, Cape Electric, S&P Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Wind Supply, Simmons Bank, Ozark Hills Realty, Don's Auto Service, Shrimp Runner, Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment, Rick's Truck Repair, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, and Wood Mechanical.